Hello and welcome to Empower Others radio show. We hope that while you're with us today, you'll hear a relevant kingdom teaching or inspiration that will aid you in becoming your best you. Sit back, relax, and prepare to be empowered.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hello, and welcome to Empower Others. It is so great to be with you all today. I feel like it's been a minute, but my, am I so excited to be with you to share a word to get you motivated to get through this week. No, I'm not complaining because this has been a tremendous week. This has been a productive week. This has been a week where I have been operating in purpose, and I give God praise for it. And so today I've come by to say to you, my brother and my sister, stop limiting yourself. Stop limiting yourself. And you might say, well, Valerie, I'm not limiting myself. I feel like I'm doing a great job. I'm listening to the Holy Spirit. I'm studying. You're coming up with a whole lot of excuses. Not excuses. You're coming up with ways to say, yes, in fact, I am moving forward. I'm not limiting myself. Valerie, yes, I'm doing okay. And if you are, I celebrate you to the highest. Yes, I do. But there's someone listening today, someone listening right now that's still limiting yourself. I came by today to encourage you. What I found is I continue to discover the truth of who I am and what God wants from my life is that I have potential. I have potential. I want you to know too, my brothers and my sisters, you have potential. And one thing that I discovered is that early on, instead of me operating in potential, instead of me taking the gentle nudges that I was getting from people who cared about me, who saw something in me that I may not have seen in myself, instead of moving in the potential that was within me, I was operating based on the insecurities of others. Isn't that something? We have people in our lives, or we've had people in our lives that did not feel that we were equipped to fulfill what God said. They didn't feel that we had the knowledge, the skills, the capacity. And instead of them desiring that we discover, define, and develop what God had put on the inside of us, they wanted to limit us to what they thought we should do. I had instances in my life where, even back in high school, a counselor thought that I should be a secretary. A counselor thought, because I worked in a town where there was a paper mill, that I should get a job doing manual labor. The answer to both of those was no, no, and a big no. Why? I didn't like to type. First of all, I wasn't good at it. I don't care how much Miss Harris gave us tests and drills and skills, I did not like typing. That was not my thing. And was I going to go and work at a mill, not doing any manual labor? Manual labor, me? Girl, no. I was not about to do it. But I had potential that was pushing me, potential that I did not recognize until later on in life, that saw something in me that I didn't even see in myself. And so what happened? I went on a journey called life. I went on a journey where I was constantly lending an ear to hear what the Spirit of God had to say to me. I then began to navigate my path because I knew that there was more. I finally realized that there was more. And I'm stopping by today to say to you all who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, there is more. There is more. It's time for you to stop limiting yourself because there is more for you to do. There's more that God has for you to do. He has equipped you to do great exploits in the earth. And you've got to come to that realization for yourself. Yes, somebody said dip. Yeah, baby, it's time to dip. It's time for each of us to get into a mode of discovering the truth about who we are, knowing our individual purpose. It's time for us to define what it is that the Spirit of God is saying concerning us. And then it's time for us to take ownership and begin to develop the gifting and the tools that He's put on the inside of us so that we're able to do the great exploits that He's called us to do. Yeah, it is time to dip. It's time to dip, but let me encourage you. There are a lot of things that the world tells us to do. The world tells us to go after money. The world tells us to have great things, to have tangible things. But the Word of God lets us know in Matthew 23:11 that we're to be a servant. When you start understanding that the greatest, one of the greatest things that you can do in fulfilling what God wants for your life is to serve. 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 The greatest among you is a servant. I am learning about being a leadership. I'm grateful for the opportunity to get my MBA. It's teaching me some things about even navigating my purpose according to God's plan. But even in that, I learned that before I could be a great leader, I had to be a great listener. I had to be one that was teachable. I had to be one that was willing to absorb what was being poured on the inside of you. You do that as a servant. Let me encourage you. Begin to serve. Don't think that you're so great that you can't serve someone else. Serve. Be a servant. Start looking for opportunities to pour back into the lives of others, to stir potential in them where there may be insecurities. Serve. One thing I had to do also, as I began to discover, define, and developed my individual purpose, is that I had to know some truth about myself. I had to change my language. Change my language. And some of you might be saying, change my language? I just speak English. I just speak Spanish. I'm not bilingual. Well, yeah, I believe that you are. But I believe that it's also true that you've not tapped into the language of the kingdom, having an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Tapping into that truth, you have to start speaking truth about what God says. You can't let someone else's insecurities dictate your path. Not anymore. No longer will you allow that to limit you. Speak life over yourself. The Word lets us know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Speak life. Change your language, not the way you speak, but what you speak. Start speaking life. Start speaking potential. Start speaking strategy. Start speaking according to that, which the Spirit of God is saying to you. Let no other voice be greater. Speak the truth that's being spoken to you by the Holy Spirit. And then you've got to overcome fear. We're being limited by fear, but God has not given us a spirit of fear, but that of power, love, and a sound mind. Overcome fear and stop being limited. Valerie, I hear you saying, I'm not really afraid, but I am. Look, honey, I've been afraid of fear. I've been afraid of fear. Doesn't that make sense? Makes no sense, but I was. Fear had crippled me. I had a fear of succeeding. Not a failing, because I wasn't failing. I was doing a good work, but every good work that I was doing was not a God work. When I began to do the God work and began to realize that what He had for me was bigger, excuse me, bigger than I had anticipated, it was expansive and it's still growing. I was afraid to succeed. That was another limitation. But I say to you, my brothers and my sisters, overcome fear. No longer will we allow fear to limit us in doing what it is the Father intended. And then sometimes you got to change your circle of influence. You said, Valerie, change my circle. Yeah, change your circle. It's not going to kill you to change your circle. Really, it's not. It's going to probably do you good to change your circle, because we've been holding on to people that were our BFFs. We've been holding on to people that were, you know, they've been with me all this time and they started with me. And yeah, and some of them are leeches and they're draining you. Some of them want to be around you to take from you, not to add to you. So be willing to change your circle of influence. Don't always desire to be the smartest cookie in the room. No. Be in a place where you can glean, where you can remain teachable, where you're able to reflect and not retreat when things don't go well. Change your circle to a circle where individuals are going to push you. They're going to help you navigate. You got to realize that you are not an island. It was never intended to be that way. That God has a plan, but he's also given people around you pieces of the puzzle that you need in order to get where you're trying to go. When we're coaching, when we're counseling people, I tell them all the time, I'm not here to fix it for you. I'm here to help you discover how you're going to navigate your own path. Yes, I'll walk alongside you. Yes, I will. Yes, I'll help you to develop the strategies. But this is about you doing the work. This is about you seeking even those who are expert in the area that you're trying to do it. Don't be afraid to change the circle of influence. Go to that place where you're going to get cultivated and developed according to God's plan for your life. Y'all might hear me say certain things over and over again. It's intentional. It's intentional because it is time for us to dip. Yes, it is. It's time for us to discover the truth about who we are in God and what God has called us to do. It's time for us to define it according to God's plan and not man's plan. And it's time for us to develop it according to what the Father wants for us and from us. It is time. It's time for us to get over those things that have held us captive for too long. I know everybody that's listening right now can probably think of something that you allowed to get in the way, something that made you stop in your steps, something that made you double think a situation, something or someone that you encountered that you didn't feel like you measured up to, something or someone that made you feel you weren't worthy. But I'm here to tell you today, to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, today is the day that you stop limiting yourself. Today is the day that you begin to move according to God's plan for your life. Today is the day that you start moving in purpose, because it's necessary. Because it's necessary. There are things that you desire from your own life, and you keep saying, I don't know why this isn't happening. I don't know why I can't go to the next level. I don't understand why I'm not seeing manifestation. You're even looking across the fence at others that seem to be thriving. And if you're not careful, you'll let those horrible things like envy and jealousy show up. We're putting those to rest as well. Why? Because we're walking in love. We're walking in the fruit of the Spirit. We're being led by the Spirit of God. We're making the necessary adjustments in order to receive everything that God has for us, to walk in his divine assignment for our lives. I'm getting excited thinking about this. I came by today to encourage you, and not just to encourage you, but to encourage myself, because sometimes we do. The Word of God lets us know Don't get weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you faint not. But in this hour, I know that there are many who are desiring to give in because they're not seeing the manifestation. But let me challenge you. Start putting in some work according to that what the Spirit of God is saying. Start looking at your life the way the Spirit of God is revealing it to you. Stop going to others to get the aha moment and stop seeking them for validation. Come on. Let's begin to seek God for truth concerning us. Stop trying to measure up to anyone else but you, because you're the one that's got to stand before God. You're the one that's got to answer. You're not going to take your buddies with you and be like, well, God, you know, I did this and I saw them do that and I figured if they could do it, I could do it. And well, God, you know, somebody told me that they thought I would be good at this, so I went ahead and tried it. And God, I know you told me, but what you gave me seemed a little bit out of reach. And what you saw, you know, I was a little intimidated by that. And then, you know, I talked to this person who was actually a hater in disguise and I wasn't discerning enough to see it. So I listened to them and I stopped moving. Come on, y'all. We've been there. We've done these things. But I want you to hear me today and I want you to hear me clear. Stop limiting yourself. Because of your relationship with Christ, he said, be free. He said, who the Son sets free is free indeed. My brothers and sisters, we are free in him to live life abundantly. We are free in him to do great exploits. And when we dip, when we discover, when we define and we develop our individual purpose, it fuels us to do exactly what he placed us in the earth to do. And yes, my brothers and sisters, it will be bigger than what you thought. It will be greater than what you thought. For some of you, right now, he's preparing a table for you in the presence of your enemies. All those naysayers, all those ones that said you couldn't do, you wouldn't do, you shouldn't do. God is right now, as you're changing your mind about who you are and about how you're going to move in God, right now he's setting the table in the presence of your enemies. He's going to set you at that table. He's going to allow your enemies to be your footstools, to take you higher in him. Why? Because you're going to stop limiting yourself. You're going to stop limiting yourself. Hear me what I'm saying. We're not going to let anything, we're not going to let any report from a doctor, any report from a court, any report from a bill pay, we're not going to let anything get in the way to hinder us from moving in what God says. We're going to stop limiting ourselves. Yes, we're going to stop limiting ourselves. And I'm telling you, be a servant. Have the servant's mindset. God, what do you want me to do? Who is it? Because you know that we've been sitting here to do a specific work, right? There's a specific task with your name on it. With your name on it. There's a specific thing with your name on it. And he's saying today, please, my brothers, my sisters, tap into that truth and start serving my intent. Do what's necessary to stop limiting yourself. What I say you have to do, I'm going to remind you again. Change your language. Speak life. Speak positivity. Speak possibility. Speak that which the Spirit of God reveals to you. Speak life. And then you got to overcome fear. God didn't give that to you. He's not giving us a spirit of fear, but he's giving us power, love, and a sound mind. Utilize that sound mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Operate in the mind of Christ and stop limiting yourself because of fear. And then be willing to change your circle. I'm grateful. I tell y'all all the time, I love my circle. But I also recognize that every day he's retooling it to fit where I'm going, not where I've been. I hope somebody catches that. You better allow him to do it according to where you're going, not where you've been. Come on now. not where you've been, but where you're going. So allow him to change the circle for where he's trying to take you. You don't want to take the buzzards to the eagle's nest, huh? You don't want to do that. You don't want to take the roles to the royal plants because they're not ready. I'm just being real. And I ain't talking about nobody and calling nobody and saying that I'm something more than I am. I'm just being real with you. Because sometimes we want to take people with us that are not assigned for this time in our lives. We want to carry them along and help them, you know, help build them up. And it's not for them to go with you. Please stop limiting yourself by being with the wrong people in this hour. There's been a lot of separating for many of us. A lot of eyes opened, a lot of revelation revealed to aid us. I want you today to start taking all that in, take it all in, take it all in, take it all in, because the Spirit of God is speaking. Take it all in. Come on. Take it all in. He's speaking. He's revealing. Take it all in. And understand that he is trying to empower you. He's trying to empower you today. He's trying to empower us today to move forward in what he's purposed us to do. I tell you all, I'm excited. I am so extremely excited to be in this space and place in my life. I'm celebrating a birthday next week, right? A birthday next week. I'll be 58 years old next week, September 1st. I'll be 58 years old. And in all my years of celebrating birthdays, except for when I was five, like when I turned five, I was excited because like I wanted a birthday party. And I remember my birthday party. And it was crazy because me and my sister Nina, like I grabbed her by my hand and we ran away on my fifth birthday party. But I remember it because I got a big doll. I got a record player and I thought it was my suitcase. That's another whole story. But I remember that, right? But not since then have I been as excited as I am about celebrating this 58th. I don't know what the significance is. Doesn't even matter what the significance is, but I'm excited because I'm in a space and place in my life where I'm now excited that I'm no longer going to be limited. I'm not going to be limited by any man's opinion. I'm not going to be limited by my own opinion. I'm not going to be limited by fear. I am courageous. I am a warrior. I am fierce in God. I am going to do everything that God has called me to do. I'm taking the limits off, baby. I'm taking the limits off, and I'm encouraging you all to take the limits off too. Because there's greatness waiting for us. I am excited. I can't tell you how much. I'm so excited to be in this space and place where I'm ready. And I said, God, it's crazy. It's taken me this many years to get to this place. He said, hey, baby, you good. Because there's still some older than you that still haven't gotten there yet. Don't let that be you. Don't let that be you. Come on. Don't let that be you. Let's embrace everything. Go back. I hear you, Holy Spirit. He said, there's someone that's listening right now. He said his promises are true. One of my friends, one of my prophets told me, she had a word for me the other day that she saw me and I was weeping, but it wasn't sad tears, tears of joy. Because God said he had spoken it and he was performing. Everything that he had spoken, he was doing. And I'm releasing that to you all today. Go back and recall those things. Reflect on those things that the Spirit of God has said to you. Reflect on those promises that he's made, because his promises are true. His promises are true. He's never going to go back on his word. He's not. So go back. Take time today to reflect on what it is the Spirit of God has said concerning you. The promises he made you. The assignment he's given you. Know your purpose. My brother, my sister, today, we're taking the limits off. We're equipping ourselves. We're empowering ourselves to live our best life according to the Father's intent. Are you willing to do that with me today? Let me know that you are. Let me know that you are. I need to know that somebody's ready to take this journey. That if you're not sure, you're ready to discover your individual purpose. You're ready to define your individual purpose. You're ready to develop your individual purpose to be everything that God has called you to be. And in doing so, you're going to take off the limits. You're going to take off the limits so that you're free to move in what God has called you to do. I'm excited. I want to thank you all for joining me today. I want to thank you for just spending lunchtime with me to get this Wednesday words of wisdom to motivate you to live life on purpose, to motivate you to take the necessary steps to walk in purpose according to God's plan. I want to thank you so much. I want you to be willing to put in the work. Be willing to put in the work, to dip, to discover, to define, and to develop your individual purpose. And I believe with everything that's in me that the first step to doing that is taking the limits off. Take the limits off and begin to operate in what God says. Open up your understanding. Open up your ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you today. He's speaking. I know that he is. I feel it. I feel it in my spirit. He's speaking to someone today to let you know he's not forgotten. His word is true to you. He's going to do just what you said, but he needs you today to stop limiting yourself because he's not limiting you. I invite you to join me again on next Wednesday. I'll be back with more words of wisdom on Wednesday with Coach Valerie. Until then, know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I am here for you. I'm praying for you. And as you are empowered, my brothers and sisters, I want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. Love and blessings to each of you. Enjoy the rest of your day.